It always is. Need I say more? Isn't that the way it always is? Need I say more? Isn't that the way it's always been? Need I say
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron. And we have the great James Montgomery online. How are you, James?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, me too. Great day. I'm on the way up to Wolfboro, New Hampshire. I'm playing up here with Barry Goudreau, former guitar player from Boston, and John Butcher. So getting ready for a big night up here in Wolfboro.
Great musicians, all of you.
Yeah, nice day, huh?
Oh, absolutely gorgeous after the 90-degree weather we've had lately.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know you're coming up our way. Well, actually, you were up here a long time ago on the air live with Doug Mascot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love it up there. You know, we had a great time. We had a ball.
And one of these days, I'd love to get you here in studio and have you play and just talk and, you know, when you're not so busy. But I want you to stay busy.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if we don't stay busy, my agent gets a couple of phone calls, you know. But I love playing up there. We did that live thing. I sat in with some people up there. We had a great time.
So why don't we go backwards a little bit? And most people around here know who James Montgomery is, but let's give him a little background.
Okay,
growing up, listening to music, what made you want to get into music? What were you listening to? What intrigued you?
Hang on for one. I discovered blues when I was really young, when I was about 15 years old. And you know, blues is the kind of music that, like, you know, you have a moment. You know, you talk to rock and roll people and they say, well, I wanted to play guitar, I wanted to play rock and roll, I wanted to wear Beatle boots, whatever. But with blues musicians, you get this thing that really, you get a really deep chord that strikes you. So that's what happened to me around 15, 16. And then I was growing up in Detroit, which was a really great area for blues, because you could go and see, you know, John Lee Hooker, Muddy Waters, all these guys. All these guys played on a regular basis in Detroit, so it was an easy thing to do.
And so what made you decide that the harp was your instrument?
Well, the first guy I saw play blues was Chris Seo from the Uptown Horns, who I still work with. And, you know, just I just had never seen that before, and I was 15. I said, wow, that's really cool. And so I started doing that.
So I know you came to Boston early 60s, mid 60s?
Late 60s. I had a band in high school. And the first band I joined was a jug band. And those guys were older than me. But one of them used to summer in Martha's Vineyard. So I knew all about the Boston music scene before I got accepted at BU. And I really wanted to go to that school because of that, because I knew the music scene so well. So, you know, by the time I got accepted at BU, I knew about the Club 47 and the Jazz Workshop at Paul's Mall. You know, I knew all about that stuff already. So I was glad I got accepted in Boston.
Yeah, I was speaking to my cousin, who you probably know, John Gorelick.
Oh, yeah.
And he said to me, I remember seeing James playing in the basement of one of the buildings at BU. in the 60s.
Yeah, that, yeah. You know, my parents dropped me off, and they were driving away, and I'm finally liberated. And I looked across the street. I saw a guy with a guitar. So by the time I'd been in Boston for 20 minutes, I was jamming with a guitar player whose name is Bob McCarthy. And I still play with him on a fairly regular basis. He lives up in Waconia. But within the first 2 months I was at school, I started a jam band in the basement of Miles Standish Dormitory with Skunk Baxter, who went on to play with the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan. So we had our little... Me and Skunk Baxter had a little jam band on the basement of Miles Standish, which is really cool.
Ironically, one of my co-hosts who's here with me tonight, I mean, right now, is going to see Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That should be a great tour. I never played with Steely Dan, but I opened for the Doobie Brothers. They're a fun band to see. You know, it's like one hit after another. Every time you play, you're going... You know, but you forget how many hits the two of those bands had. So when you go see them play and you hear one after the other, it's just kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, because as a matter of fact, you and I met about 4 years ago. Paul Nelson was in town with the Johnny Winter All-Star Band. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
That was one heck of a show, you know.
Yeah, you know, I was lucky enough to be in Johnny's band for about 6 years. You know, he was one of the most unique people I've ever met in the business, and certainly a huge influence on a lot of people. We did a show in Italy, Robert Plant. Robert Plant was our opening act on those shows we did in Italy. And, you know, here's the guy who was the lead singer for Led Zeppelin coming up to Johnny Winter and getting on his knees in front of Johnny and going, "Oh, Johnny, you were such a big influence on me. And, you know, you inspired me," and all this stuff. So, you know, it was like that. You know, we went to see Gary Cherone, who was from Extreme, but he was singing with Van Halen. So the guys from Van Halen came down to see him play at the Viper Club in L.A. And they were running around like kids getting cocktail napkins from the waitresses to get Johnny Winter's autograph. So, you know, not only was he a great guy to tour with, but he was so influential. And it was just an honor to be with him. That's where I met Paul Nelson. And then when Johnny passed away, he had finally won a Grammy Award. So we wanted to go out for... You know, Johnny was never knew that he got the award because he got it after he was dead. So we wanted to go around for a year after he passed away and play in his honor and let people know that he got the Grammy, because they never announced the Blues Grammys for some reason, you know. So I had a great time playing with Johnny, but I have a great time playing with the Johnny Winter All-Stars also.
Yeah, you've played with many people. Who is your favorite to play with?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. You know, it's like, you know, who's a better painter, Monet or Picasso, you know, or, you know, but the people I had the most fun with were the Allman Brothers, because, you know, they were really welcoming. You know, their dressing room is your dressing room, and they like to jam, and when they call you up to play, you know, you can actually play, you know, and if you feel like taking another course, you know, you know, you take another course. I always have a great time playing with Aerosmith there, just because Steven's such a wild and crazy guy. But, you know, but if I had to really narrow it down, and Steve Miller was always, you know, always plays the songs and everything else for that. You know, I just feel, you know.
We're losing you, James.
Well, yeah. Buddy Guy, BB King, those old timers were still my favorite, you know.
Yeah, I think we lost you there because you might have hit a bad spot in the road.
Hello.
There you are. Yeah, I thought we lost you because you might have hit a bad spot in the road.
Well, yeah, I'm up in the middle of nowhere on the way to Holmesboro. But no, I don't know where you went.
Oh, I think I lost you again. We're speaking to the great James Montgomery on his way to Wolfsboro. But he's got a couple of great shows coming up in Salisbury next Saturday, July 14th. And then there's fireworks to follow on July 15th at the Grog. He's going to be playing with Parker Wheeler. And I think we just lost James, but James will be back with us momentarily. So why don't we go back to a little bit of music, and we'll be back in a moment here on What's Happening on 91.7 WMWM Salem.